It's funny. You'd think I'd be angry. I mean, you'd think I'd want to rip his tiny little head off. Fortunately, I'm past it.
Vivi, you do seem a little tense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here, let me help you.
All right. Oh, get off, Al! Oh, stop it! Why are you doing that to me?
What are you talking about?
As a masseuse and a human, I'm begging you, never do that to anyone.
I give good massages.
I mean, I used to give them to Rachel all the time before she got allergic.
I mean, and Chandler, he loves them. Watch.
He does not like it. He hates it. He's in pain.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
What?
I'm sorry, but ow.
You've been lying to me? I can't believe you'd do that.
Well, maybe you just didn't want to hurt your feelings.
But the minute we start to lie to each other... And by we, I mean society.
Anytime you're ready, Joey.
Well, you must be new here. If we get a table, I'd buy you a drink.
I'm sorry, could you try it without the purse?
Yeah, sure. Well, you must be new here. Maybe we sit... I'm sorry, can I ask you something?
Sure, what?
Well, first, it's not a purse.
Okay, anytime.
I mean, if you're thinking it's a woman's bag, it's not. It's a man's bag.
Okay, and go.
Let me show you the catalog. Look, see? Huh?
It's the latest thing. Everyone's got one. Men, women, children, everyone's carrying them.
Do you sell these bags?
No. These babies sell themselves.
Okay, thank you. That was great.
Yeah, but I didn't even read anything.
I think we've seen enough.
Okay. All right, I'll see you.
We got it. Hey, is Rachel here?
No.
Listen, I just wanted to apologize about this afternoon and the whole massage thing, you know. I really like him.
Oh, please, stop. We're supposed to be honest with each other. I just wish you could tell me, just say, I don't like your massages.
I don't like your massages.
See? It's no big deal.
Okay, but now see, you're crying.
I'm not crying about that. I'm crying about something that happened at work.
What?
My boyfriend said he didn't like my massages.
It's okay. You don't have to be the best at everything.
Oh, my God! You don't know me at all!
Okay. You give the worst massages in the world.
I'm crying here!
Look, hear me out, okay? You give the best bad massages. If anybody was looking for the best bad massage, and they were thinking to themselves, who's the best at that? They'd have to go to you.
Huh. So you're saying that, like, if there was an award for the best bad massage, well, who would get that?
Oh, it would be you. You, Monica, and you'd get all the votes.
So maybe they could call the award the Monica?
Absolutely.
Okay. I suck.
Yeah.
Thank you for meeting with me.
Thank you. All right.
Come sit. Alrighty. Before we get started, I need you to state for the, you know, official record that you are, in fact, Frank Buffet.
Oh, yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, where did Francis leave me?
Huh?
Well, that's why you wanted me to come, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah, no, she did. She left you, this lipstick.
Oh. That's, ah, well, that's, oh, it's, ooh, used. cool.
Okay, I have just a few questions to ask, so I'm going to get out my official forms. Okay, so, question one. You were married to Francis's daughter, Lily, is that correct?
Yes, yes, I was.
Okay, question two. Did that marriage end A, happily, B, medium, or C, in the total abandonment of her and her two children?
It really says that?
Yeah, see?
Well, I guess then I would have to say C.
Okay. Total abandonment. Uh-huh. Okay. Reasons for abandonment. A, top secret government work. B, amnesia. Or C, you're just a selfish, irresponsible, bad, bad man.
You know, I don't think I want the lipstick that much. But, would you do me a favor? And, would you give Lily that, please?
What?
Well, Lily, when you see Lily, would you give her that note? Because I wanted to talk to her at the memorial, but... Well, I pictured her getting mad at me the way you got mad at me, and I chickened out, so I wrote her that note. Would you give it to her, please?
But you came to see Lily?
Yeah, yeah. Why?
Lily's dead.
She what?
She's dead.
Are you sure?
Well, if she isn't, cremating her was a big mistake.
I can't believe this. I can't believe it. Oh, my God. How long ago?
17 years ago.
Oh. What about the girls?
Well, Ursula is a waitress, and she lives in Soho. And Phoebe is on this couch. Lipstick and a daughter. Big day for you.
Oops. I don't know what to say. I just can't believe that you're my daughter. You're so pretty.
Yes, well, it's neither here nor there.
So would it make you feel better if I said that I was very, very sorry I left?
You know what? It doesn't matter what you say. It's not going to make a difference anyway, so you can just go.
All right. Well, you know, in my defense, I was a lousy father.
That's your defense?
Yes, it is. I burned the formula and I put your diapers on backwards. I mean, I made up a song to sing you to sleep, but that made you cry even more.
You make up songs?
Well, no, just that one. But it was stupid. Let's see, how did it go? Yeah, okay. Sleepy girl, why won't you go to sleep? Sleepy girl, you're keeping me up.
Oh.
Yeah. I just, I, you know, I'm not very good at this, so.
Well, I am. Not yet, no.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, man, how'd the audition go?
Estelle said I didn't get it.
What? Oh. Why, Joey, you were so ready for it.
Yeah, I thought so too, but... She said the casting people had some problems with me.
What kind of problem?
Well, to tell you the truth, they had a problem with the bag.
Oh, my God.
You know what? It was a stupid play anyway.
Joey, I think it's time to give up the bag.
I don't want to give up the bag. I don't have to give up the bag, do I, Rach?
You think I should give up the bag?
Hey, Joey, I'm sorry. I mean, as terrific as I think you are with it.
Oh, hey.
I just don't know if the world is ready for you and your bag.
Can't believe I'm hearing this.
No, wait a minute. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have a bag. It's just there are other bags, you know, that are maybe a little less, controversial.
Yeah, they're called wallets.
You're right. Just this bag has become like a part of me, you know? It's like my bag. You know, I had a place for everything. It's... Oh, man!
What?
There's a whole series of pockets here I didn't even know about, Rage! Oh. Look!
Ursula, I have the most amazing news. I found our dad. Phoebe! Your sister! And I found our dad! John Glenn is not our dad. No, I will not join you in the lawsuit against him. It doesn't matter that he wasn't there while we were growing up. He's not our father! That's for a jury to decide.